Hey guys, my name is Dominic. This is my first podcast. I have a YouTube channel. It is called Dom. I do lots of crazy random stuff on there. And today, I'm going to be reading a comic book called Astonishing Thor. This is issue 1, so let's get into it. Tempest rage, Tyhoons roar, the skies crack apart and pour forth chaos. I know not what all fortune confuzzles the mortal city of Manhattan. But of this I am certain, waves are but water, wind but air, and though lightning be fire, yet it must answer thunder's call. Crackle. And I am the god of thunder. I am Thor. Who? Sipar, witch of the winds, mistress of both breeze and bluster. Are these climactic appeals you're doing? She's gone. This cannot be coincidence. Yet her powers, as we call them, were infusioned to wreak such havoc as this. Though much may have changed since last I saw her. That night, now a millennium gone, my lord Thor, Heimdall, once guardian of the Rainbow Bridge. What prompts this untimely greeting? I bid you come to Asgard, my lord. Or rather to Asgard's shattered bones. That is the sum and substance of my tidings. I am at present hard pressed. My friend, all Midgard, quakes from rough wind and weather. But come to Asgard that we might better confer. My power has won with our homeland's fall. And I cannot long Manhattan this avatar. Ho, Heimdall! Asgard, once the shining summit of crystal salvation, now a vast expanse of glittering dust. To see it thus pierces me like a lance. Yes, I must not give way to lamentation, not yet. So Asgard's valiant gatekeeper holds fast to his charge, even as Asgard itself lies dashed at his feet. But I'd shirk my scared trust became the city and altered its form, son of Odin. These bricks and beams are yet Asgard, however, dishonor, and I am appointed to stand. These bricks and beams are yet Asgard, however, disordered, and I am appointed to stand as their first line of defense. And in that capacity, I called you hither. You spoke of the tumults and disturbances that have of late battered these lands. With my far-seeing eyes, I have detected their cause. There is a vessel as large as a world that has sped across the far reaches of space to hit this locality. Barreling through those corridors of hyperspace on its headlong grand. It has now pierced the center of this sun's denominator, where its presence disrupts the orderly movements of the planets, and the nearer it draws, the greater the threat it poses, not merely to wasted Asgard, but to the soundness of the very globe. Go, Thunderer! Seek out this murdering vessel and halt its further approach. Heimdall's appearance to duty is both humbling and distressing. In truth, I know not whether to admire or pity him. All to the better, then, that he has given me more pressing matters to attend. This new presence is the solar system. What is its purpose, and who will drives it? I cannot but think Sephar in some manner involved. How else to account for her appearance this morning? So, my centuries after last we met, I was then but a brash young god, lacking all humanity, and given to disport myself among those I considered well beneath me. Another round, I insist on one more throw of the dice, that I might make good my losses. Indeed, son of Wotan, for one who so drastically claims divinity, you seem on poor terms with the goddess of chance. Her name is Njoda, and it is true she bears me no love, not since I sat on her pet ferret. It was an accident, as you say. Still, much as we might wish to grant you your request, your recent losses have left you devoid of coin. And since you have nothing to wager, we have nothing to win. We bid you good night. No, attend a moment. This ruby was plundered by my father from the Dwarf King, who prized it because of its amusing capability. It can soften and hard-hearted against its barrier. As such, it is of little use to me, for no heart can withstand my ardent wooing. More med, my lord. Indeed, wench, pour before I expire of thirst. Very well. We accept the wager. That is most contrarious. Come now, Njoda. Let bygones be, by a cursed ferret. A valiant attempt, my friend. Very well. Let it never be said that the son of Odin reneges on his... But wait, where has it gone? It was here but a moment past. It seems to have vanished. The winch! Thus was I compelled to hunt her down, and then, but hold, they're coming hard on the planet Uranus, that can be none but the vessel Heimdall warned of. Its size is astonishing, its speed defies belief, that manner of craft can it be? Within moments, the limpid, reflected light of Uranus will reveal its true nature. But already something about is called forth, recognition, and dread. as well it might, for that is no vessel, that is Ego, the living planet. I hope never again to encounter this cosmic aberration, this celestial body, both blessed with consciousness and cursed by a utter lack of scruple. But how is it possible that Ego should be here? By what means did he break free of the orbit in the Black Galaxy? How does he travel across the void of space unaided? And where did he acquire the means to access hyperspace? Only he can satisfy me. On these matters, I must then, in some manner, draw the attention of the entire world. Ego! Ego! I would speak with you. Can you hear me? Do you attend? What? Who dares trick and joke at mighty Ego? Oh, it is you, little fire drake. Speak up if you would be heard, and speak quickly, for I am in great haste. Why do you journey here? What is your grand in this planetary system? That does not concern you. Indeed it does. Your passage has caused great harm to these worlds and will cause yet greater. That does not concern me. Do you not style yourself these worlds' protector? Then go and protect them. He forgets himself, forgets that I can do far more than prick and poke. With the aid of my mallet, Manjanalar, something like that, I can administer to Ego's surface, and God blast, that will render him for a time in state. I have done this thing before. I can do it yet again. It will not halt him, but it will hinder him and perhaps make him more amenable to talk. Stop, I cannot permit this. You. Yes, Odinson. Odinson. It is I, the stranger, as you and your kind have dubbed me. And I repeat, I cannot permit you to do that what you intend. How do you know what I intend? Come now, as it been so long since our last encounter. I can see thoughts as easily as you can stars. I recall your pretensions to eponymous tis true. Not omnipotence, but I have spent eons acquiring powers and capabilities. That must make him, it seems, so to you, and thus I warn you, do not attempt to thwart or hinder Ego's destiny. Destiny? I had thought you a man of science, not faith. I am not a man. I am not a man at all. But why does this so compel you? Who are you to take so avid and interest in Ego's fate? But it is true, I am devoted to the disciplines of experimentation and observation. Sorry guys, I kind of mixed up the two lines. Let me reread that in abbreviation. When I speak of Ego's destiny, I refer to that which we himself will choose. But why does this so compel you? Who are you to take so avid an interest in Ego's fate? It is not by now obvious. I am his creator! To be continued. Okay, guys, that was my first podcast. I was reading Astonishing Thor by Rob Roddy and Mike Choi. Something like that, I'm not sure. And this is issue one. The next, I will read Kingdom Seeker of the Weird. That is from Disney and Marvel. It says Disney Kingdom Seekers of the Weird. This is also from Marvel. And, yeah. So, if you want me to do the next podcast with the Seekers of the Weird from Disney and Marvel, which are basically the same, then like and subscribe, whatever you guys do on this podcast thing. I'm really new to this. I'm used to YouTube and stuff like that. But, yeah, if you enjoyed, just wait for the next podcast, I guess.